Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello!
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 Hello, baby!
Hello, everybody. I'm Jammin' James Riley.
Here I come to save the day.
You're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, we have a tsunami in the forecast, two in a row from the Surfaris. Songs released 52 years apart. Beth Riley has a deep track from the Beach Boys in her Surf's Up Best Beach Boys Break. And we drop a coin in the Jammin' James jukebox to hear our selection of the week. And as always, the best music we can find anywhere, from Whistlebait, Susanna Hoffs, Darren Michael Boyd, the Red Elvises, Bali Lamas, the Go-Go's, B.A. Charles, Jan and Dean, Marmalade Wake, the Silicon, Voodoo Surf Tribe, Twang Inspectors, the Terror Surfs, and still there's more. Let's start things off with a tune from their latest album, The Night Divides the Ride. It's Underwater Bosses and the Aqualizer on Catching a Wave. We'll be right back. That's Marmalade Wake from their self-titled album and the tune Coconut Crackers. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It's a single from a 1970 album on Brother Records by a South African band produced by Carl Wilson of the Beach Boys. It's the only non-Beach Boys artist release on Brother Records. A couple of years later, two of the members of the group joined the Beach Boys for a time and featured on songs such as Sail On Sailor. The answer and the song coming up later. Up next, it's Whistlebait with her single At the Beach.
Well, we're gonna have fun in the summer sun
at the beach, at the beach, yeah, at the beach.
When the school is out, we're gonna twist and shout
at the beach, at the beach, yeah, at the beach.
Grab your blanket and a radio. The sun says hi, and on the way we go at the beach. Everybody's gonna meet us there
at the beach, at the beach, yeah, at the beach.
We better hurry now, all the beaties there
at the beach, at the beach, yeah, at the beach.
A broken down bar and a Spanish guitar, sad scene, you and me at the beach. Baby, all summer long
at the beach, at the beach, yeah, at the beach.
Rip it up, tear it up, I'm working it out
at the beach, at the beach, yeah, at the beach.
June, July, August, September, these are the months that we're gonna remember at the beach,
at the beach, yeah, at the beach.
Oh, at the beach,
at the beach, yeah, at the beach,
at the beach,
at the beach, yeah, at the beach,
oh, at the beach,
at the beach,
yeah, at the beach,
at the beach.
The order of finishing isn't what counts, Joker.
Why not? Why not? Losers don't come in first.
I've tallied all the judges' points. You got one for being the more colorful surfer. Batman got all the rest, including 50 for avoiding a dangerous hazard, a shark.
Oh, big deal.
A simple deal, thanks to the shark repellent bat spray in my utility belt.
More music.
We need to warn people.
Thank you.
having a heat wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard Twang Inspectors and the tune Snails on Speed. That would definitely be a sight to see. It's from their latest Surf Ride to E-High. Before that, Voodoo Surf Tribe from the Psyched EP and the tune Tijuana Tombstone. Up next, we played a track from Michael Nesmith and the Monkees last week, and here's a song he wrote and he did lead vocals on with the Monkees on the original. And this cover can be found on the album Bright Lights. It's Susanna Hoffs with her cover of You Just May Be the One.
Hi, this is Dean Torrance, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
Grab your board and go sidewalk surfing with me. Don't be afraid to try the newest sport around. With me, you'll probably wipe out when you first try to shoot the curve.
Bust your guns, bust your guns down.
Taking gas in a bush takes a lot of nerve.
Those hopscotch, bonnets, and pedestrians too. Old bucket, shout kayabunga, and now escape right on through. Why don't you
grab your board and go sidewalk surfing with me?
That's Jan and Dean with a tune written by Roger Christian and Brian Wilson from 1964, Sidewalk Surfin'. Before that, the Silicon from their latest Woody Goes to Nice and the tune Black Dory. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It's a song from a 1970 album on Brother Records by a South African band produced by Carl Wilson of the Beach Boys. It's the only non-Beach Boys artist release on Brother Records. And a couple of years later, two of the members of the group joined the Beach Boys for a time and can be featured on some songs such as Sail On Sailor. The answer and the tune coming up later, but right now it's time to hit the waves with Beth Riley.
Surf's up.
It's time for Surf's Up.
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up. I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This one can be found on their 1986 compilation album, Made in USA. The song reached number 68 on the U.S. Billboard Pop Singles chart. Brian Wilson sings most of the lead vocals on this track, with Al Jardine and Carl Wilson both having some lines as well. Mike Love and Bruce Johnston are on backing vocals. Let's catch the party wave with Rock and Roll to the Rescue. This has been Surf's Up, Best Beach Boys Break on Catching a Wave.
Gotta get a ticket, cause I really gotta go. There's a party going down at the Rock and Roll Show. Baby, get ready if you really wanna go. Now everybody's going to the Rock and Roll Show.
I saw some stripper girls in West LA.
Come on!
Thank you.
Hey, I'm Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. We just heard B.A. Charles with the rockin' tune Munston Beach Break. Right now, we have a track from their latest album, The Gospel According to Reverend Tonto. It's The Terror Surfs and The Great Tuna Tumor. James Riley with her Catching a Wave Action News weather forecast. Quick look on our radar, we've got a high pressure heat wave moving through with 100% chance of hot rockin' music on the way. Taking a look at our extended forecast, the rest of the week is looking great too. Stay tuned for a tsunami coming up. Just don't forget your sunscreen, and whatever you do, don't wipe out. This has been your Action News forecast on Catching a Wave. Now back to the beach. The Go-Go's and Vision of Nowness. The Go-Go's were inducted into Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2021. That's from their 2001 album, God Bless the Go-Go's. The Bali Lama's in the mix there as well with Twang Tin from their 2021 album, High Times, Low Tides. Sounds like a good time to check on our tsunami in the forecast.
Two girls for every
Tsunami is always a fun chance to play two in a row from an artist. This time, it's the legendary Surfaris. They formed in Glendora, California in 1962, perhaps best known for their singles Wipeout and Surfer Joe. But trust me, there's a lot of great recordings to dig into in their catalog. We'll hear a newer version of their tune Point Panic from 2015 with guitarist Bob Berryhill's killer version of the band. But let's go back 52 years before that and their cover of the Chuck Berry song, Memphis. It's the Surfaris on the Catching a Wave Tsunami.
We'll be right back.
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. It's time now to find out what our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is. So let's drop a coin in the jukebox. The song this week is from a 1970 album by a South African band produced by Carl Wilson of the Beach Boys. It's the only non-Beach Boys artist's release on Brother Records. A couple of years later, two of the members from the group, Blondie Chaplin and Ricky Fattar, joined the Beach Boys for a time and featured on such songs as Ceylon Sailor. This 1970 single and album features the band after they changed their name from The Flames to The Flame. Here's the tune, See the Light, on the Jammin' James Jukebox.
I'm Darren Michael Boyd, and you are listening to Catching a Wave with my buddy Jammin' James Riley. Surf's up, don't wipe out.
We'll be right back.
That's the Red Elvises and Love Pipe from their 1997 album Surfing in Siberia. Before that, from his 2021 album Last Seen in Canada, Darren Michael Boyd in the tune Amphibian Rhapsody. Hey, next time you're surfing the web, say hello to us on social media. Our email is catchingawaveradio@gmail.com. Let us know your comments and requests. Always love to hear from you. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.